What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing New Podcast. I am here on a Friday at 8 p.m. Hey, the old folks home let me out. Fuck it, I'm here. It's all right. The first time home tonight. I promise I wouldn't do that. We have a great, exciting show for you today, for you guys. We got special guests in the podcast with us. They're from Texas Tech, and they're trying to contain themselves because these Texas Tech students are loud. And I know it's an important question everybody's been asking me this week, the tortilla thing on the field. We're going to get to the bottom of it. By the way, these girls were not involved in that. So you can hear the laughing in the background. So if you guys are ready, let's rock and roll. And today with us, we got two lovely young ladies. We got Ella Rose here with us in the podcast, and we got Miss Katie in the podcast with us. We got two ladies from Texas Tech, from two sides of Texas. I know one's from the Northwest, and the other is from deep, deep South Texas. Not San Antonio, not Corpus Christi, deep South Texas. You're out there, you're smiling. Yes.
I am like so you guys wondering, I had nothing to do with the tortillas. Just in case y'all are wondering. I don't
participate in that. But anyways, guys, welcome to the podcast, guys. This is the first time we've done a podcast before?
Yeah.
Well, I feel special.
We're actually really happy.
Yeah, I know Elle and I have been talking for a while because I've been wanting to bring her on. She's been wanting to come on to the podcast, and I'm like, oh, I got to get you on. So we took advantage of the fact to get you on today. We almost missed the opportunity, and you had some plans you had to take care of first, and I'm just glad you guys made it, and that's great. I know when you drove in, you were like, where do we park? Upstairs. And they were taking pictures all the way inside. Like, they look like tourist people. From the valley, and she's taking pictures.
I had never seen such beautiful scenery. Yeah. So I was like, photos every time.
Yeah, a shout out to the Villa Cortez, man. A beautiful, beautiful place to. They have a ballroom where you can get married, throw quinceañeras, all that good stuff. Party, party, party all the time. Except in this studio, there's no fun in here. Straight to business, people. So where were you? No, I'm just joking. So let's go ahead and start from the beginning. Ella, we drew straws. Ella said she would take the mic first. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ella, where you grew up. Though I know the whole backstory, and, to the point of the Cheeto prophecy.
No, no, she doesn't know about that story.
Oh,
no.
We're going to get to that game.
No,
later.
No, never mind. No, because she's going to go back into all our friends and family. And every time they're going to see Cheetos, they're going to yell, Cheetos.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful story. But let's start with that. I'll take it away. Let's go.
So I'm from Mission, Texas. I graduated high school from Sherrilland Advanced Academic Academy, and now I go to Texas Tech University, which I love.
So, I mean, was that in the plans to go to Texas Tech?
No, it wasn't my first choice, but I am happy that, you know, things did sort of go the way they are supposed to go, and now I'm at Texas Tech, and I've met one of my best friends there.
She's like, I'm throwing the mic over,
We have a big friend group, and I love them all so much, and...
Well, shout them out, say hi to everybody.
Shout out to Kimmy, shout out to Layla, to Mia, I love them all, to Jordan Lee.
There you go.
So, I just love them all. They're my best friends.
So, I mean, in the process of your school, I mean, you wanted to go into journalism. And we were going towards that effect as soon as you left college, high school. By the way, what's so cool about a lot of them, let me put the camera off of you, I think feel like you're getting grilled there.
just that means,
the beautiful thing about... high schools now. We never had this growing up. I wish we did. The college hours that are offered now in most of the schools, you know, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing, you know, getting the first steps to college. You know, as soon as you get in there, you know, you already have your hours. Hey, man, I'm already here. I know what I'm doing. I know what I need to do to get the hell out of here.
You know, I'm so thankful for our dual credit program because I see everybody doing their, like, basics and all that stuff.
Right.
And it's not that people just don't want to do. They just have to do it. And I've already got out of the way.
Right.
And now I get to focus on what I want to do, which is journalism and my minor in legal studies. So I just... getting just what I want to do.
That's good. That's good, man. And I'm happy that you're doing well up there. And we're going to get to the point where both of you guys, we want to talk about the Texas Tech life up there. So, Katie, you're next. I mean, where are you from, where you grew up, and where did you graduate from?
Ooh, I was born in Seattle, but I moved to Dallas first. And then we lived in Lubbock for like a little bit, so I knew about Tech. And then we moved back to Dallas. I was like there 5 years before I graduated. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Bryan Adams.
Singer from Canada?
No, it's like a little place in Mesquite. And then after that, we came to Tech. My dad went to Tech, so it was kind of in the plans just to go to Tech and stuff. All
right. Okay, wait, your dad didn't just go to Tech. He did important stuff at Tech.
Oh, he played football at Tech.
So there you go. Like, yeah, there you go. There you go. I love that, man. Yeah, I see this all the time when I'm watching the games. I'm like, oh, they're doing this. What are they doing?
Is it the gun ups?
Yeah. And I know you were saying on the way back from the Valley, back home, you were like passing people and you were like, after spring break, I believe it was.
So spring break, I went with Kimmy to Austin and we were just all, I got a lot of people go from Austin to Lubbock.
Right.
So we're like driving, we see Texas Tech. And me and Kim, we were like, we're just going to do this. And I was like, okay. So every time we saw a Texas Tech, like, car or person that went to Tech, we were just like, like, super happy, Texas Tech pride. Yeah.
Right.
And people probably thought we looked crazy, just having guns up, like, smiling.
Keep driving. Keep driving.
But, I mean, it was fun.
They're throwing weapons in the window. That's crazy, man. No. So now, first day. Going into the college program, did you automatically meet each other for the first date?
No, we actually met 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It was really?
Like a semester. It was pretty good. Yeah. It clicked.
So I met our mutual friend Jordan last year, and me and him like hit off immediately, like we became really good friends. Mm-hmm. And then he did not introduce us, which I actually, fun fact, I really did want to meet Katie because he would talk about her.
Right.
And I was like, you have to introduce me. And he was like, no, like that's just going to be weird if I just introduce you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. I stopped bugging him about it. And then February, we volunteered at an animal shelter.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was like, I'm going to invite my friend Katie. You can meet her. And I'm like, okay. And then instantly we clicked, like just super fast. And then that day she asked me to be her roommate. For next year?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We can leave the apartment. We have like an extra room if you want to come down there. I'm like, yeah.
Was you? That's off of my bucket list.
Which I needed to already because it was already February and people already had their room like for next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't even have any idea where I'm going to live.
Right.
And then she asked me and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
I literally took an apartment tour like the same day. Yeah, she was just like, I'm applying. I was like, okay,
not
cool.
Not even like 4 hours in.
Yeah,
we're at the place like, and I'm applying. I'm like, I want this room because she's in the room next. And I was just like,
yeah. We were like, oh.
And the apartment, it's just you two or two other roommates?
There's two other roommates.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Are we looking for a fourth one now?
No, we found
a fourth one
recently.
We're making the other room a den, okay? That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's an office. It's an office where you do crafts and good stuff. No, but that's awesome. I mean, you guys getting together, doing that, getting that situated. I mean, because I know, like, we talked a little bit earlier. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the same way in Dallas as it is in the RGV about the whole bubble thing we're talking about. You know, moving away from home itself, it could be a little, intimidating, agonizing, and yet, like, a relief. Mm-hmm. In a way, because I'm on my own, I'm gonna do my own independent thing now. When you get to Tech, Katie, for the first time, knowing your dad's already been there, he's already established, he's made his mark in Texas Tech itself. Was it difficult to adjust into it, or were you at some point kind of scared in a moment to actually step on the grounds on your own?
Yeah, I was kind of scared because I knew he already had a name, so people like from there knew him. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, as soon as I get there, I'm gonna have to like work my hardest to just like not ruin his name kind of way,
right.
And like make a name for myself.
Don't sign my ring.
Yeah, I just gotta make a name for myself too. Don't ruin his.
Right.
So it was kind of scary at first, but like when you get into it and like. I don't know. As a, like you meet the people that he was with, they were really nice and like they helped me out a lot through the first semester because I was kind of confused like on everything.
Right.
Especially during classes, they were like, "Oh, this is how you need to study." Because in high school, we don't really study that.
Yeah, exactly. In high school, it's more of like the clique. Who's in my group? These are my friends.
Yeah.
This is what I'm gonna follow. This is what I'm gonna do for the 4 years I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, and so forth. You know, and when you get into the real world, what I like to call the real world, when you step into that piece of land that's the real world, mm-hmm. you know, it's a whole different ball game. So what? You were the cheerleader of the top cheerleader of the high school, or so what? You're the top athlete in the high school, bro. You're a guppy when you walk in. Yeah. You know, you have to start from scratch again. You got to re-identify yourself again. Find yourself again. Even though you find yourself, you're in high school. You got to find yourself again in this college area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going out there. I know for us as a part of the family, it was tough. It was tough. It was heartbreaking, but it was also more proud, you know, for her to go out there and do your thing.
Especially 9 hours away.
Nine hours away. Yeah, and, you know, and it was hard. I know mom took you up there, right? Or was
my
it?
Mom, her boyfriend, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my dad took me up there.
Okay. And then when that's the part I want to ask you. When you're there,
uh-huh.
you're in your dorm, because that's where you started off first, if I'm mistaken, right? You're in your dorm. And you gotta let us know here, because everybody, I've been wanting to ask this for a while. I just didn't know how to tell. Now I got you on the pod. Yes!
Now you can ask her.
That feeling of seeing mom and dad leaving you there,
uh-huh.
and you're there on your own. What's going through your mind right there at that moment?
So the minute that I actually moved in and everything, my sister's making jokes that were not funny, but to her they were funny. And they all asked me, like, give me your location. So I was like, can't do anything tonight because they're all going to stay here. I can't go out to parties tonight. They were all there. And then my mom left first, and I was like, I was a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
She took this horrible photo of me and sent it on the family group chat. Which I know where that photo is, and I do not like it. Everybody has it.
Anybody has it, and they're watching, send it to me right now.
No, do not let that photo leak anywhere. So I honestly, I love my mom, but I really didn't cry as much until I saw my dad leave. Because, like, that was it. Like,
daddy's
nobody
girl.
Else
daddy's
is there.
Girl. Yeah, I understand.
So, the minute I dropped him off at the airport, I'm, like, holding back my tears, going back. And I get on the expressway, and I'm like, I miss my family. I can't believe I'm, like, here by myself. And then I get to my parking spot. I park. I just go into my dorm, and I'm like, okay.
Well, now
Where's your function at?
I gotta keep busy. Oh, okay, we got our number one fan already kicked in. What's going on, Louis? There you go, Louis. Thank you for tuning in, man. The good friend of ours, he always watches the show, man. Now I'm amazed he's watching on a Friday. But anyways, so mom leaves, dad leaves. You're finally on your own.
Yes.
I know for a fact a lot of young teenagers that go out there on their own, they're already in their 18, 19, whatever, out there, the first thing they want to do is keep themselves occupied.
Yes.
Why? The reason why, because they don't want to reminisce on what is my family doing over here, and what are they doing now? And they go, oh my God, I wish I was back. It's the homesickness that starts slowly coming up, but you try to keep yourself occupied.
No.
No.
That wasn't mine.
Really?
Mine,
the opposite.
Mine, okay. So mine was, my mom rarely let me go out in high school. Rarely. If she's watching this, she knows she barely did. So the minute she left, the minute my dad left, I was like, oh my goodness, I get to go out and I have to ask for permission. All she does is have my location.
Right.
So,
and by the way, your tia just said hello.
My tia Wally. So I just pretty much just went out and had fun. I went out with friends like that I just met. I went out with my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the first thing I got was Canes. I don't know why I got Canes.
We just love
Canes on university.
Yeah, it's literally right off the cross the street.
This like, conversation is over. Thank you for coming by, ladies. Just joking. So you guys, is that the big thing in Texas Tech right now? Canes?
No.
Skeets.
Oh, we're about to get into that.
All right, let's not go a little while there.
Yeah, okay, change topic.
There's pictures. No. Like I said, keeping occupied is so totally different.
Yeah.
It's like I said, you know, there's different sides of everybody's personality. Anybody that goes out to college on their own, you know, it's about keeping those occupied. You know, the freedom. Oh, I can do whatever I want now. But at the same time, reality starts coming in.
Like, classes are about to start. You actually have to focus. You don't have your parents on your butt all the time. Like, do your homework. Do this,
the responsibility starts slowly coming to the agenda at that moment.
Actually, being responsible for going to your classes, because, like, you're so close to campus and you're just like, oh, well,
That's I'm happy. Yeah, yeah. I have to take a little nap before I go to class.
Yeah,
I did not
go to class. Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's like it's up to you.
Right.
But. It helps.
Do you feel the responsibility, Katie, now that you're over there? I mean, like Ella was talking about, the parents were telling you, Gary, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Do you feel it more like, okay, now doing this on my own is like, oh, yeah, now I understand what my parents were talking about.
Yeah, and now I understand why they were like on me so hard to be like go to class, study, do this.
Right.
Like for high school, we didn't study for exams that hard. But like over here, my first exam that I took, I was just like, oh, I was not prepared for this. I don't even know how to study right. And then after that, I was just like, okay, let's get a hang of it. Let's, like, be responsible for our lives. Because, like, you can't just fill it, like, a class you're paying that much for.
Right, yeah. right, exactly. And it's probably, especially the funds. The funds, that, I mean, those start creeping on you slowly. Yeah. And then eventually you say, you know what, since I'm here, I got to get myself a job. Because,
yeah.
I mean, and you try and you venture out to find that. Now,
I found the best job. I will say that I found the best job. I nanny two crazy and wonderful little boys. My boss is amazing. So I honestly have so much fun. And the pay's great. So
And now that you're doing this, do you feel the responsibility of school and work? I'm not saying take a toll on you, but is it a little bit more responsibility that falls on your back? You're like, okay, now I got to balance this, and I got to balance this. I got to have a little fun to blow some steam, but I still have to balance my work and my studies at the same time. Do you find it a little more, I hate to use the word stressful, but a little bit more difficult now than when you were in high school?
One thing that I do like, though, is sometimes the boys just like to chill. So then I'll be doing homework while, you know, like, there's food cooking in the oven. I'll just be doing homework really quick. Like, they're watching TV. They're playing outside. I'm watching them, but I'm kind of also kind of doing homework and then watching them. So it's, like, a little harder, but it's not, like, super, super stressful. I'm just, like, I can't work today. Like, I have to focus because I do also... The days that I don't work, that's the days that I do focus and have fun with my friends and stuff.
That's good. That's good. And on your side, I mean...
On my side, I don't have a job. I don't work, sorry. But mostly it's just...
Dad, like, are you listening to this?
No, it's mostly just, like, balancing out, like, schoolwork and, like, going out with friends and just, like, making it to class. Because don't get an 8 a.m. They say that, but don't get an 8 a.m. You don't go.
What goes through your head is, like, oh, I used to wake up at 6:30 a.m. Every day for school, like... 8 o'clock, 9 a.m., 9:30 a.m. classes, not that hard. Then you end up actually going to have fun. You don't fall asleep till like midnight, 1 a.m, 2 a.m, and 4 a.m.
Oh my god!
Honestly, we just stay up talking till 4 a.m. with our friend group, and then you're like, I can't make my 9:30 a.m. Like is hard. But I do it. I just have to.
The camera's right there, Maui.
Yeah, I do have to.
No, we go to class. We go to class. But yeah, it is kind of hard to like balance it out and like have like we have so much freedom now. Like I feel like coming out of like a household like that, and it's just like whenever you have that much freedom, you don't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So kind of going out was like the first thing we start doing, and then after that, it just goes into the cycle of, like going out. But like sometimes I do like. Kind of forget about studies, but I'm like, no, I can't.
We have to log in.
I like that. You know, sometimes we forget about studies. but we have to log in because they can see that we're actually there.
No, like locking in on our studying, we're just like focused. But then it's so easy because we live like across the hallway from each other that I'm just like, come over.
Right.
And then. We're just either doing our homework together, because we'll just be yapping the whole time.
No, okay.
But we try.
We're there for 5 hours. We have, like, 2 hours of good just doing homework.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. It's like getting something out. Yeah.
To talking.
Okay. So as far as, I mean, the studies and all that, how's the life on campus? I mean, a lot of, it's like I say, there's, you see, with so many years knowing my niece, that smile...
The laugh says it all.
And I know my wife's watching, goes, yes, we know that laugh.
I tell you guys everything. I'm an open book, except to my mom.
I just don't know how much she's on here.
And mom just logged in. No, I'm joking. No, but the college life itself, the campus itself, what's the vibe? How is that? Is it like just a... Like a mixture of just different cultures coming to one. What does it look like?
Honestly, I mean,
what was it to you when you walked in?
Depending on what side you're on campus, like if you're towards the sub, you're gonna see like frats, booths. You're gonna like, you have pie frat that day. You have like different organizations just trying to get you to join.
Right.
You have the that's just every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have media groups that are part of the MCOM building. And they have their own podcasts, and they have their own social media platforms, and they're just interviewing people, trying to see, like, get viewers, trying to, like, mm-hmm. you know, gain an audience.
Trying to live the dream like
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, just trying to make money off of what they love doing.
Right, exactly.
So, and then, I know, like, for one of my classes, my digital production class, we're taking photos of people, and it's just street photography. So we'll just be taking photos of people, just... Pie of frat, like, it's funny because you're just like,
oh yeah, they have a little hallway called like hallway of freedom of speech, freedom of speech.
Really?
And then there's like people sit, like they make boards and just stand there. They say the most like outrageous
stuff
on them.
I've heard some stuff, and you're just like,
and then they're
okay.
just there. And then we have like this snap thingy where it's like all the stories, like anybody that wants to post something
mm-hmm.
that like goes like, because we graduate 2028, or I graduate 2028.
Yeah. And well, I'm still in the class 2028 group chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a group chat, like, the whole thing where, like, you post stories and stuff. Everybody just, like, goes in that hallway and, like, it's not, like, a little hallway. It's, like, a little courtyard between our sub, like, the union building and our library. And then there's, like, just a bunch of outrageous stuff going on sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the pie thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's Mormon churches that come over there, too.
Oh,
to, like,
okay.
shout them out. And
uh-huh.
then, what else? There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of church organizations. There's a lot of people... during on Urbanoscopy Park, that's how you say
yeah.
Urbanoscopy. There's a lot of I don't even know how to say it. Urbanoscopy. Yeah, it's right in front of us, and sometimes they have like preach night where they just like focus on sharing the gospel, like
right.
Regardless of your religion, like you know you're just there, and it's honestly really nice because like nightlife, especially from Herb Room, you can see it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's just so pretty. You have the lights. You have the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, all the buildings. And all the buildings are kind of, like, built like something.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like,
okay.
so aesthetically.
Yeah,
because
it's all, like, based on the Spaniard culture.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like,
especially
the MCOM building, it looks like a calculator for some reason. Well,
yeah,
really? It's like a math building. But
It literally looks like
and
a calculator.
The library looks like a bunch of books stacked up in a shelf.
Yeah.
But that's the way it's built. It's really nice.
We have our new building, Rouse College. I think that's like the newest college they have over there, so it's pretty cool.
And
like they still try to make it like go with the rest of the campus and like the building. Like
like very Spanish architecture. And you know what? Her building's new because they have the Chick-fil-A with the salads and the.
Okay.
Our
Chick-fil-A has none of that. Next to our door, there's a Chick-fil-A. They don't have many like nugget thingies for the morning.
No, they don't.
Like they like exclude some of the stuff.
Yeah,
I know.
No
salads.
No wraps. Like it's just. You know, but shout out to Swiss though, because one of our friends actually
works
there.
Where's that free speech lounge I want to go right now?
Yeah, we go there and like it's so fair. No, we have that thing holding.
Daddy, where are my nuggets?
Where are my nuggets at?
But then, like, besides like the way it looks and everything, you just meet a bunch of like people, and you just people that you never thought you'd ever be friends with.
Right.
And you're just like talking and laughing, and a lot of people that like are friends with men. I'm like, I never thought I'd be friends with you. Like, you guys, just,
right.
you know, and it's like.
There's definitely, like, a lot of cultures down there, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's, like, different parts. But, like, even though this town is, like, kind of small, it's a small town. Like, it's a college town, basically.
It is a college town.
Like,
it shows at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then there's like, I don't know. Okay, there's one street that's, like, busy all the time, but that's it.
Broadway.
But, yeah, Broadway.
Woo! Shout out to Broadway Street!
Broadway Street!
Well, we found the nerve of the system, Mom.
Look
up Broadway Street right now.
Besides the party life, just even the games, like the basketball games, there's just so much stuff to do. There's very traditions, especially the football games.
You see, and this is the question everybody's asked me, and I know your sister. I would ask Cody, what's the deal with the tortillas going into the field, bro? And then I say, well, you know what? Why ask you when I can ask my niece?
She's
got front and center up
there.
Well,
you go there, too. Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Talk to me. What is the deal during a Texas Tech game that everybody starts throwing tortillas in the middle, in the end zone?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, I've heard different stories, but, like, kind of piecing it together.
Okay.
Someone once made a comment about Lubbock, saying that there's nothing to do there, just tortillas and something else. Uh-huh. And then everyone just started throwing tortillas.
So whenever kickout happens, everybody thinks it's funny to just throw the tortillas up. Or whenever we get mad at the refs and stuff, just throw it at
them. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't do that. We don't do that. We don't know.
If you guys, to people who want a good business idea, just get the tortillas and just start making like carne outside and
bro,
then just.
Bro.
Yeah, I'll buy it from you.
This is, I swear, I'm at Texas Tech and you're watching. I pledge to make a small taco stand on the field. When the tortillas are being tossed out, there'll be free tacos for everybody. And I just gotta find myself a hell of a cook. Roy, if you're watching, we got a business, buddy.
And then people will throw it, like, I know some, like, you, like, cut the hole, like, you just...
Oh, yeah, you bite the middle, so that way it goes further.
And it's like a frisbee dance, and it just
goes
further.
Wow, not only food on the field, but also technology for more aerodynamic to actually hit the poor ref in the field.
Well, okay, but, like, then, like, oh, yeah, I have to just hit the ref. It's not, if we're bad refs, we're gonna hit, like,
I think you don't throw water bottles anymore.
Yeah.
You know what? And that's one. I'm glad there was a situation. I'm not sure how long ago. This is probably about 9-10 years ago. This was an NFL game. This is with the Browns were playing. I think they were playing Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing that happened. They were serving bottled beer.
Oh.
And the first thing happens is the first bottle that flew out hit a player in the head, and you saw 90-80 bottles fly through the air, and they just started, you know, and that's they no longer serve bottled beers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and now they moved to aluminum. Aluminum, you can't really throw that far, but it kind of floats and whatever have you.
It even hurts with the tortillas sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, so one time, I just like... I want to say it was somebody else, but it was me. I put ketchup on a tortilla, and I went... Boom! Smack hit a girl right in the head. She had blonde hair. So it's just like a red stain of ketchup, and I'm like, oh,
no. You're in the spirit, girl!
I jumped out so
fast!
It was tradition. Did I know I was going to hit her in the head?
Ketchup on there.
Well,
oh, by the way, they try to take away the tortillas from us when we walk in. They like kind of check
the
jackets.
Yeah, but we all sneak it in.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. See, now you're just putting yourself in there.
No, okay, not us. I don't know.
No, I don't sneak in the tortillas. We don't do that.
There was a Colorado game, which was insane. They're patted us down to make sure we didn't have tortillas.
Hey,
but
man,
that game, we
Deion Sanders on the field. You gotta be watching.
But that's
the
game. So either they're not checking us right, or they just don't care.
That game was like, they tried to pat us down. That game was packed. Like,
yes.
The whole thing sold out.
Yes.
Of course, there's like three famous people down on the field.
Yeah.
Because you had Patrick Mahomes, you had Danny Amendola.
I think he went to that game, actually.
Yeah,
and then someone else.
Yeah.
I was just excited to see Danny Amendola. I was like,
we were
where's
there?
My husband?
That was the first time I ever
Jonas
tried to, like, throw
the
I made everybody stop the TV because I wanted to watch him. I was like, wait! My husband started recording.
You see, and I have more stories for you, Katie.
Oh, no, we're gonna talk about the Cheetos.
No!
Well, we'll get to that right now, but I got some sponsors I got to shout out, so give me 1 second. Big shout out to Anotis Construction. Guys, give them a call, 956-363-7195. Call Tony, great craftsmanship, man. Residential, commercial, renovation, remodel. These guys do it all. I know they believe they're out there doing an apartment complex north of, I think it's at Mission. I'm not really sure. Doing a great job. Guys, give them a call. Let them know. Chunu sent you. He's a great sponsor, man. He's come through. He's been with us for about at least almost a year, 2 years already. I'm getting text messages. No, I'm not going to answer them. Another big shout out to Triple J Plumbing, the certified licensed plumber. Give Juan a call, 956-854-9622, or Jerry at 956-478-5316. These guys do residential plumbing. They've been doing a lot of plumbing after that flood they have down here. Hearts go out to those people who lost a lot of stuff during the floods here in the RGV. I know they're hospital grade plumbers also, so give them a call. They'd gladly help you out. And remember, guys, your crap is their bread and butter. But, you should get a joke for that. Oh, and by the way, also, guys, if you have a chance, if you want to buy merch, Or you need to subscribe to the podcast, man, because I got some great merch here. There's this QR code. Jump on there.
Yes!
The ladies are wearing merch right now. They got their shirts. They got some caps also. They're going to be representing up in Texas Tech. Let them know that you got to watch this podcast because this is the bomb right here. And also, if you have a chance, jump on Bonfire to get your other kind of tea. We have no, I guess, no arm length to take care of those shirts. They're the ones who process the shirts. We get a small amount back, not a lot, but they have some great shirts on there. Check them on the QR code and, you know, have some fun having shopping for us and keep our podcast up alive. So we're coming back as far as coming to Texas Tech. It's the life on in Lubbock. Beautiful, beautiful little city. I mean, we visit. Unfortunately, the time I went up there was an unfortunate time to visit, but it reminded me so much the little town next to Abernathy, up the about a couple of miles, I think northeast, if I'm not mistaken, right or north somewhere up there. But a beautiful area, kind of reminded me of my hometown back when I was a kid. But I mean, everything out there is real. Real country, you
yes.
know, it's like
the dust storms too.
Yes,
the wind. We have tornado storms like
yes.
every other week.
Okay, we try not to bring people to not scared away.
Okay. But honestly, like
I mean, seriously,
Lubbock,
honestly,
Lubbock is seriously just—it's a small town. The people are great. The university is such an amazing school,
mm-hmm.
such an amazing place to meet like friends. Like one of my best friends, Katie. You just meet new people all the time, and it's just like a. It's a really fun place. I like it a lot.
That's awesome,
I didn't think
man.
I was like, it's so far from home, but you know what? I want to be away. And no, I love it. I love Texas Tech.
That's awesome. That's good. That's a good answer. Points for Ella. Points to Gryffindor. No, so we talked about the tortilla thing on the field and all that good stuff. As far as your classes, most difficult class right now that you're just like, oh, we like, you have to take it. You have to take it. You has to be on your resume saying that you did take this class. But the one that really, it's that nail that goes, that a doornail that goes right under your fingernail. You're like, oh, kill me now.
Calculus.
Calculus.
Okay, no.
No. I mean, calculus for business, so it's bad.
No.
Okay.
Hello? So my hardest class should be my media law class because
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of papers,
mm-hmm.
a lot of readings. But I actually really love that class. So I kind of want to go into media law because of that class.
Because
mm-hmm. my professor, Mrs. Lawal, she's the best. Love her. But I will say that my hardest class is my digital production media class only because of the professor. If it wasn't because of the professor, that class would be easy. But the professor, great professor, but one wrong thing and you just get an automatic zero.
Oh, wow.
Like, even if it's...
He demands perfection.
Yes, even if made the ratio of the portrait,
mm-hmm.
like, a centimeter off, it's like, nope, you did it wrong, zero.
Wow.
You know, you didn't shoot in RAW, you shot in this format,
right.
Zero, and you're just like, okay, I could have easily fixed that, but... You know, just give me.
He kind of has that Gordon Ramsay effect. Is that
yeah,
what you're
yeah.
kind of?
Gordon Ramsay effect. Like, I once, I had her model one of my projects because I was I need to take photos of people. And she was right there. So I was like, I'm going to take photos of you. And, yeah. And
oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, you're not.
Don't take photos of me.
Okay.
It was good. Like, he's a tough professor, but.
Well, I mean, tries. sometimes, I mean, I've heard stories of other buddies of mine that have gone to college up north, and they've had those professors that just, well, it's not a fun time to be in their
yeah.
in their class. But those are the ones that really, I guess, push you to the moment to the extent to make you not good but better
yeah.
than what you are and what you wanted to accomplish in life. I mean, right now it's like, oh, I can't stand this person. He's making me do this. But
I've learned a lot from his like wanting perfection.
Right.
You kind of learn like, okay, if I do it this way, I have to also do it this way.
Right.
And I can't just mess it up.
Right.
Like, I have to follow it in order. So it's taught me a lot, but man, that professor can be something sometimes.
Now on your off time, I know besides going out to the nightlife, you know, staying at
Sorry.
You cannot lie on this podcast.
No, besides not doing the nightlife, going out with your friends, having a good time. You know, just to stay in, what's your favorite show to watch? I mean, just to, you come home, you're out of school, you're exhausted, you just turn on your telly and say, you know, I'm going to watch this. I mean, what's the go-to show?
Right now, Young Sheldon. There's a new season.
Really?
Yeah, there's a new season on Netflix, and I just started watching it again.
Okay.
You gotta rewatch it till you get to the season again.
Okay.
Like, rewatch the whole
show going on.
Yeah.
And then so grab some food from like the dining hall, go to the dorm, put the show on. Maybe have my computer out. It won't work, but like, put the show on and just go straight in.
The little time that I actually have to like just relax, because sometimes I'll just hang out with my friends, hang out with Katie, or I'll just be working,
right?
Or actually in class,
right?
Or sleeping.
I like the way she's like.
I do. Okay, out of all the stuff that I do, the little time that I do actually have to watch TV, Smallville.
Really?
I love that show.
Wow. Wow.
I love Smallville. I love Tom Welling.
I was about to say, you're a Tom Welling fan.
Oh, heck yeah.
You and your aunt have something in common.
I love Tom Welling, but I also do like they incorporate characters like the mom. She was also Lois Lane in another show.
Yeah.
And like, they just like have all these characters that it's really
nice. Yeah, you got Martha was actually Lana in the actual original Superman series.
Yeah.
With Christopher Reeves. This was back in the 80s. That was interesting for us to watch, especially all the other with Jonathan and all that good stuff, man. I mean, I haven't seen that show in a long time.
I've been like pausing the show a little bit because I'm like, okay, I want to focus on another show. Like, I'm just doing this. But the part that really killed me is when he died, Jonathan died. I was like, no, this happened. I was so sad. But they're like adjusting.
Only the comic woman knows.
But now he's in college and he's like, it's getting better, obviously, because he's in college.
Right.
But I think all of it just
things get better in college. That's
you okay? But the one thing that I do love the most about Smallville is that they really show the friendship between Lex Luthor and. It's like Tom Welling, like a German.
Yeah.
And then it just turns slowly into this hatred for each other.
Yeah.
But like they didn't show it like one day like they're friends and the next day they're not. It's
right.
Like through time and
right.
Through lies and to see and like not trusting anymore. It's just that's what turns into
yeah.
What is.
And I know Wally's watching. She's gonna get ticked off. What I'm about to say. It's weird because there's a lot. There's so many Superman. Series out there. I'm on the term real geek right now. Superman series and Tom Welling's storyline is Lionel Luthor is the actual Lex Luthor of the one we known to hate in the DC
okay, but
series.
Lionel Luthor towards the end of season 4, he does get a little better.
Oh, I'm not gonna ruin it for you. You gotta keep watching.
So don't.
Here's a fun thing for you. If you want, I know there is a podcast available that has the. I think it's for.
It's called Small Talk. Or
yes.
Talkville.
Yeah.
And they rewatch the episode.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome if you follow it that way, because you get more insight not only of the show but with the actors telling you. What their vision was. Mm-hmm. And they also have for Young Sheldon also.
Oh, man.
Yeah, follow along that way, you know, like, okay,
yeah.
Today's podcast, what? I got to watch what? All right, next week when it comes, I watch it, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, so those are fun podcasts to listen to. That's kind of podcasts I like to listen to sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that Smallville podcast, and I, once in a while, I'll jump on.
Yeah.
And when they start listening to it, like, oh, I remember that episode. And they start talking about it, like, oh, wow, I didn't
one
really look at that way.
One podcast that I do watch a lot, besides yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow. Besides yours, Dion.
I do watch yours. It's the Still Ugly podcast where they watched Ugly Betty.
Oh.
They rewatch it.
Yeah.
I actually do love that show.
Oh, my God. There's so many pods out there. It's
podcasts have been, like, becoming the new thing. Like,
well,
one of our friends even started a podcast.
You see, and the thing is... The thing is about podcasting is that it became really big during the pandemic. When the pandemic hit, you couldn't really step outside doing it unless you were essential worker like I was. I had to go work and then come back straight home. You never had anything in between. But at the same time, there was a lot of people that were stuck at home and said, man, I'll, I I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna
I literally start talking something.
Yeah, right. Right.
Put the camera on and start talking.
The guy in the mirror is just ruminating. But
just go crazy.
Right, I'm going nuts here. But a lot of them really developed at that time period during the COVID episode. So that's why there's so many now. And there's so much to pick from now. So everybody's struggling and pulling, trying to get to the top of the mountain, you know, but it is what it is. So on the long, this is something I'll let on the table for you both ladies, since you became such besties in the same apartment now. Have you all thought about doing anything like that? Like a small podcast between all three of your roommates? You and your other roommate?
Okay, no, we actually haven't. But
we said we were going to start a podcast when we were coming over here in the car, because we had like 10
hours
of driving.
Because we, it's 10 hours there. And the things that we went through during our drive, could have gone.
Yeah. Like, I almost died though a couple times. Her driving is close.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to set up a
and
marriage.
Her music taste is so questionable.
Yeah, Lil Baby.
Okay, no. I mean, some of the songs are good, don't get me wrong. But then I'm just like, hey, I grew up in the Valley. Like, if any English music that we all listen to was like Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers, just pop.
We don't like Taylor Swift.
I don't like Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry.
No, she's a great artist. I just, she's not like my top fave, so.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I love the Jonas Brothers, and I love Selena Gomez, and I love Maluma and Bad Bunny, so.
Oh, God. Oh, Atlanta, your aunt just jumped off. I don't know. No, those are the best times when you're having, when you're on the road, just turn on your phone, just push record audio, not video, just audio, and just let it go. Just let it go. When you get home, get it, download it to your computer, and just cut it up. I mean, consider the fact, and here's another thing, and I want your opinion on this now, that your guys' generation that's bringing this in, I'm the older generation. I mean, this is like, totally like, oh my God, what happened to imagination? You know, the imagination of doing stuff for yourself. This whole AI that's happening now.
ChatGPT.
Yes.
It's getting over.
Bestie.
Okay. No.
Yeah. But I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, consider the fact AI is moving so fast now.
It's crazy, because sometimes, like, I've seen pictures on, like, TikTok, and it's like, oh, I put a picture of this and this together, and I wasn't even there, and it's like,
what did happen? Because you have to be at an event, because in, like, tech, some classes, they make you go to events and stuff, and you have to take a picture to send it in. You can literally just give your space photo to the, like, AI, and then describe where you want to be at, and it literally brings out the exact photo.
Or, like, if one of your friends actually went to the event, just give them the photo that your friend was at, and then put, like, be like, ChatGPT, put my face on top of this person, change the outfit a little bit, and boom. And they get like 100 points.
And you know, when you say that, as you're saying that, I know that there's other formulas that are coming out also. And the reason I ask is, just recently went on vacation to San Antonio. I took my wife to go see J-Hope in San Antonio. By the way, she had an awesome time, and just a pain in the butt trying to pick her up afterwards. But that's a whole other story. My niece, Melanie, a shout out to Melanie and Juan and their little beautiful baby boy. She is a teacher from home, and she teaches from across the world. People, the kids are in Italy and stuff like that. You know, they turn their homework. And one time I was sitting there, and she was getting so upset because they have to turn in essays and reports, you know. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, this kid right here, look what he did. I go, what? And he goes, he did his essay. I go, okay, with an AI. I go, how the hell do you do? How do you help? Well, she started showing me what they use to figure out if it's AI incorporated. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, is like, if there's always someone trying to cut corners, mm-hmm. and there's always somebody waiting at the end, like, hey, brick wall, what's going on? What are you doing?
No, it's so easy to detect it, though, too, mm-hmm. like, that it is AI, because the way it sounds, it's like, no one's gonna sound like that.
Yeah, but there's, like, humanizers now for AI, which is, like, you give something that, like, literally copy and paste, like, a prompt to ChatGPT, mm-hmm. and put it through the AI, and then give it back to AI, and be like, I didn't write that.
And then you go through an AI checker and it'll be like 0% AI.
Yeah, but like...
But it does still sound like AI. If you actually finish reading it, it does sound like AI.
Wow.
Even if it doesn't say like, oh, it's 0% chance AI. You can still tell.
But some people do write like it's AI. Like... Mm-hmm. Like the professional essays, if you want to call them.
Right.
Yeah. When we write those, some of them, sometimes I go back and I'm like, I understand the word, but like, how I wouldn't use that on a daily basis, like in my conversations or anything. Mm-hmm. But that, like, kind of, one essay, which I was like kind of proud of this, our professor emailed me. It was like, it looks like you used AI in the essay. I was like, no, I didn't. I was sitting in the library for 5 hours. No, I
did not. You checked the camera?
Yeah, I was there. No, you're not putting me under this.
No, that's AI, man. I'm sorry. You
don't know. Yeah, and I was like, no. I was just like, I described like what I did, and like they like have a whole conference with you if you they think you used AI. They have a whole conference with you explaining what you wrote down or like how like you did the assignment, and then they get over it if it's like not AI. If it is AI, you go to the dean office and
good luck. You're going from tech.
Yeah.
You're probably going to take that school. Never see you. It's like never
so after 2028, right? You're saying the year
graduation.
Yeah. 2028 is around the corner. Tomorrow is graduation day. What's the goal when you graduate? Are you looking forward to as soon as you step off that campus and go into the bigger open sea world itself? I mean, no pun intended about San Antonio Sea World, but you know, the open sea, pretty much the bigger, small fish in a bigger shape of water. I mean, what are the goals, Katie? What are you looking at as far as...
It's definitely scary, but my dad has a business with... He owns a car dealership and stuff. We're trying to lean that on me out of all the siblings, but we'll see how that goes. If not, there's a six-month program for a real estate agent, like, to get a certification. Mm-hmm. We're trying to see if I can get that during college and then go into real estate as soon as, like, I'm off the stage. I'm getting my, like, bachelor's and I'm out.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Miss Ella? What is the plan?
So I have finally sat myself down and actually thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is as soon as I graduate, I want to have already gone into a law school. And while I'm going to law school, also practice journalism and actually be on the news and be
start
in
media.
Start
applying to different areas, yeah.
Yeah. And with that money, help, you know, we'll pay for law school.
Right.
And then do media law. That's what I
want to
do.
You want to become a lawyer?
Mm-hmm. And especially work in media law, so.
Yes. We can bring out the bodies. No.
Okay.
Mija.
No. I need something.
I need you to come help me.
Bring your books. No. Lady, we are 47 minutes into the podcast, I tell you.
It went by fast.
It keeps moving. So we were talking beforehand we were talking beforehand, Ella was telling me something that about a different language you speak. Talk to me. What are we? You try to explain to me. I'm like, what?
Okay.
By the way, you say you were raised in Seattle?
Yeah. Well,
do we become best friends right now?
Like raised in Seattle for like 5 years and then moved to Dallas. Came to Lubbock for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew who I wanted to go to second anyways. Mm-hmm. And then went back to Dallas and then moved back. But my mom's side is from like Iran.
Wow.
Yeah. So whenever they came over here, like I kind of grew up bilingual. So I was like speaking English and Farsi at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So with them, when I was in the house, they would like speak Farsi in them. My grandparents don't really know English, but they can't understand it. They just don't know how to speak it that well.
Mm-hmm.
So with them, like, it was just, like, I would have to learn Farsi because I had to, like, communicate with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned that from them. It's pretty cool. I don't know. Every time, like, I started talking on the phone with my mom or something, they'd just be like, what do you say? Like, is that Spanish? I'm like, no, it's, like, Farsi. And I have to go through the whole, like, process of explaining where I'm from.
Okay, we'll, like, all be, like, in our whole friend group will be in Katie's dorm. And all of a sudden, she gets a call. And she, at the beginning, she didn't step out. She would just be like, answer the phone, and we'd all be like,
they all go silent.
We get so silent. And we're just in awe. We're like, what did she say? Like, what do you think she's saying? And then we'll be like, what did she say? Totally different from what we thought. But, you know,
I literally, like, most of the time they call me, they either did something and they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. No, wait, what?
And then I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you did it. Cool, now I know. But then sometimes I'm trying to, like, explain them what's happening, like, or what I'm doing at the moment. And then whenever I come, did y'all cuss me out? Like, what did you say? Did you talk, like, bad
about me? Did you talk bad about me? Like, what did you do?
Like, yeah. No, I just told them what happened. And then now I just learned. As soon as I see the phone call, I'm like, I'm running out the room. No, y'all are not like,
we're all just sitting, like, in her beanbag chair, in her bed, and we're just silently waiting, seeing if, like, we can all just be super quiet that we can hear her, but she walks away.
Okay.
Smart girl.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out what she's saying. We're just like...
A conversation with your mom. Yeah. I'm mom. What are you doing?
Like, you want me to speak? Yeah. Oh, okay. Salam ala babdustam wa salam habijan. Daim vishim hafmi.
That is so awesome. I love listening to the different languages, man. And I mean, first of all, what did you just say?
I just said, I'm on a podcast basically with my friends and we're just talking over
That's
here.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. My wife is really into Korean dramas and she's watches as much as she can and she starts learning. It's funny because we'll be having a conversation. She gets upset and she'll tell me something in Korean. I'm like, what did you say?
I don't know if I can say this on the podcast, but I totally am. One time, Wally, if you're listening, this is me loving you so much. But one time I heard that she got drunk one time and she started speaking Korean. And our cousin had his friends over and they were all so like, what is going on?
Yeah. Oh, there you go, baby. Throw you under the bus. Right. I love listening to different languages. They're so, I don't know, it's just hearing it. I mean, like I said, I grew up in the valley.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you hear Asian people in the area, you hear the Filipino talk, the Vietnamese talk, and so on and so forth. And, you know, you hear it, okay, you're already used to it. You know, okay, whatever. You know, but when you step out into the bigger world, you hear the other language you're speaking, yeah. You hear different kind, the mixture of so much culture, you're like, wow, talk about a big curtain.
Yeah.
You know, and you're actually looking through it like, I wonder what's over there. No, stay here. Because that's the culture down here. I've always told my nieces, I try to express it as much as I can, even my nephews that are about to graduate and so on and so forth. I go, guys, you gotta explore. I know it's tough as a parent, it's tough. It's tough letting the little ones out into the world because you want to protect them as much as you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I understand that. I totally understand that. You know, but they can only learn more if they explore, you know, past the curtain that we have here in the RGB, the four counties that are in the area, to actually go into the open world and learn more. You know, they'll come back. They'll eventually come back because they will. They will come back. Why? The food.
Like a weekend.
They go, the food, the laundry.
Okay, so I told her, she loved the food. She was like, we're just eating until like, what, 10
o'clock? What did y'all have for dinner today?
For dinner,
my grandpa made bay back ribs, pork, he made chicken, he made sauces.
Yeah, and then they bought, what did
he buy? So we bought pan dulce.
Yeah.
And she finally had her like valley pan dulce.
Sweetbread.
Yeah, I've had, but like the other ones are kind of dry, and they're like the ones.
Yes, you have the valley ones. They're so authentic.
Those were good. The strawberry one.
Let me tell you something.
The strawberry punch has what she had.
Let me educate you on something, Mama. You come down here with Ella.
You're never gonna stop eating. That's what it is.
You gotta take a little bit of the valley with you.
Walks and runs.
But I'll tell you this much, when you take a little bit of valley with you, you're going to be a lot more warmer up in Lubbock. It's not so cold anymore.
No, but it makes like the Lubbock foods like, okay, let's not say Lubbock food. It makes the other foods seem like boring, kind of.
I mean, we were talking earlier about Texas barbecue. Mm-hmm. You know, anywhere, anybody in any other state will tell you Texas has the best barbecue.
Definitely.
Nonetheless, you know, and you come to the valley, I mean, we could... We will be out there on 30 degree weather still cooking up a storm as much as we can in shorts and the muscle shirt, smoking and drinking a beer. Shout out to my tío. It's the food down here. I mean, and it's the truth that my wife and I say the same thing. We've gone to like San Antonio, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to Austin. We've gone to South Dakota. We've eaten Nebraska. You know, just the trips that we've had outside of the valley. I mean, it's not the same. It's just, I don't know. I don't know whether that could just be me speaking out loud of the RGB. It's just that soul food, you know, it's so good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, we're talking about Easter coming up this Sunday, and we're explaining to you that when you're going to come, you're going to get into a food coma. I'm just letting you know right now.
She's already been two in one day. That was
the thing. Yeah, she already had two.
I woke up. I was like, oh, we're going to eat with your grandma.
With my grandma. Uh-huh. Like, okay. With my grandma, Sonia, and then we went to go eat with my grandpa, Tony, and his wife. I was just constantly eating, and we're just like, and then tomorrow, Janelle's baby shower, we're going to be eating.
Yes, yes.
And then this all day Easter, it's like,
Kate looks worried.
She told me the plans before we came.
I'm going to have to go to the running shoe store, get me some new Hokas.
You're going to be running.
Get new shirts. Everything got to change now.
You're going to be like, you ready to go? I will run back to Lobo.
It's so good food.
Now, this is the time I want to give Katie a chance to ask me a question about my beautiful niece. And I'll let you know, because I mean, it's only fair.
No!
There's a story you mentioned about a Cheeto. What is a Cheeto story about?
All right, let me zoom into myself here now. Let me zoom into Ella here now.
Because you tell
it
with such good expression.
Yeah.
And she actually gets...
Let me zoom into it. It was a cold, starry night. My wife and I, we used to take care of Ella when she was a baby. You know, sometimes mom had to work late and we'd help out and watch over her. Well, one night, she was with us and we had to go, I think it was to a Walmart. I think it was in Edinburgh at the time. And we drove up to Edinburgh, went to the Walmart, running around. And she was having time of her life. She was on the shopping cart. She was, I'm talking about maybe what, 2-3 years old at the time. No, I think she was smaller. I think she was like about a year old or two years old.
I had to have been two because I was talking.
Yeah, 2 years old. And we were walking around Walmart and everything, and what so have you. And she kept on. She was like grabbing stuff and grabbing. I go, Wally, just give this girl something she wants, because she's constantly grabbing stuff. And he goes, give her the bag of Cheetos. All right, we'll give her the bag of Cheetos. So we're walking around, and I open them up. She gets mad at me. Why'd you open up? We're going to pay for them. Let her eat them, all right? Yeah. Let her eat the Cheetos. So we're walking around Walmart. It was no, pues es niña, se lo acaba. She finishes everything. She finished the whole bag in Walmart. So, and she's upset because she finished it off. So she was already fussy, and she was like, yeah, she's ready to go home. So I'm carrying her to the car. We're going to the car, put her in her seatbelt, in her little car seat in the back. I buckle her in, and then she falls asleep. She just falls asleep back then, but she's mad. She's so mad. She's so
upset. I was mad.
She was ticked off because she didn't have the Cheetos anymore. And I'm looking at Juan and go, oh, look at her, man. Poor baby. She's out of work. You should stop by the store and get her some more Cheetos. And right when I say that, my wife and I look into the back, she's like, Cheetos. It looks so cute. Oh, Wally's saying, confirming the age, she was actually 3 years old at that time. Thank you, babe. 3 years old time. She looks so cute because she was like, Cheetos. Does she still try to Cheeto when she's asleep?
She snores sometimes. You never know.
No! Okay, it's only because Lubbock is so dry. It's so dry up there.
Yeah. I think she snored last night, too.
You were stuck in another room!
Yeah, I could hear it. That's
no, you could not. You can't even lie.
The walls were shaking.
Yeah. You can feel on the floor.
Are there earthquakes in South Texas?
Stop
no,
running.
No. Okay. No.
No, that's the only embarrassing story that he has with me.
Oh, no, I got more.
No. Put it out.
You only get one every time you come to the podcast.
You can tell her one more, though, because you know what? She came with me all the way down here 9 hours.
What's another one? the wife is watching, so if you have one, toss it out there. I'm trying to think of one straight off my top of my head. I can't really remember.
I asked Grandma if she knew George Washington.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that one. Go ahead. I'll let you have that one. Go ahead.
I don't even remember what I said. I just remember grandma going up to me one day, and we were all just laughing and talking. She's like, oh, yeah, like when you asked if I knew George Washington, and I was like, I did? And yeah, I didn't know my concept of time, okay? I just thought, he's old, she's a little older.
Oh, shit, she's a little older. I love that. This, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you do a podcast, it's set in stone. I don't
know.
I'm not going to edit any of this out.
She's not going to eat my food tomorrow. Okay, no, please eat the food. Because I'm with her. Just let me know.
George Washington, last is kind of talking about. No. No, I know one. So many years seeing Ella grow up, she would always, you know, she, you know, whatsoever. She never asked me what I did. She never asked me what I did for a living. You know, I was in so many different jobs. I mean, the one I liked working the most was GameStop at the time. Uh-huh. And at GameStop, I would wear a lot of football jerseys, baseball jerseys, and, you know, and so on and so forth. So
you're asking what?
So check it out. So we were sitting down one day. I think you were already a sophomore, already in high school, or a freshman in high school. And we're sitting out there, and he goes, Theo, can I ask you something? I go, what's up? He goes, what do you do? I go, what do you mean, what I do? He goes, what do you think I do? You're a football player, right? I go, what?
Okay, I don't want trouble. Okay,
first of all, do you see the car I drive in? Do you see the house I live in? Does it look like I'm an actual football player? I go, come on. No, I'm not, but thank you for the beautiful.
Well, I thought it was an O-line or something.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, I would have took the place kicker or a punter. That's
fine. Okay. Place kicker's crazy. Okay, but it's because I was little. Like, I was, like, 5, 6, 7 years old just watching him. Like I would, like, see him in a football jersey. So I thought, okay, he has to be a football player. Didn't know, you know.
Yeah, because football players walk around in their jerseys 24/7.
I didn't know.
Now that you're in Texas Tech and you see the game, do you see any football player walking around with a jersey?
No.
Exactly.
But okay.
Lesson learned.
Okay, at the age of 6 and 7 and 8, I didn't like. Okay, I'm not like a huge football fan. I wasn't a huge football fan. So to me, it was just like, hey, he's wearing football jerseys. Let's put 2 and 2 together. He's probably a football player. Was I wrong? 100%.
Oh, but. God. God bless America, I didn't work in construction. Probably thought I'd be one of the village people. YMCA. But anyways, ladies, we're an hour and a minute inside to the podcast already. Social medias, if you want, you can dish them out so people can follow. If anybody has information about Texas Tech, they can reach out to you and find out exactly where, you know, they can... what they need to do to get there. I mean, I'll let Katie go first.
Okay. My Instagram.
Anything. Just to reach out for information.
My Instagram's like, it's not Katie with a Z. And then, what else do I have? My TikTok's the same thing. Everything's the same thing. So, anything you want to tell them is just like, it's not Katie.
Yeah. So, you want to reach out to them, Ella? Go ahead.
My Instagram and TikTok is Ella Rose Sandoval. So, if you guys need anything about Texas Tech, want to know anything about Texas Tech, just call us.
There you go, man. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much, ladies, for taking the time out of your busy schedule after eating a lot of food. All I can say is good luck to you guys. God bless you guys for doing what you're doing out there, making all, not only your parents, but your uncles and aunts proud. Do your thing. Do your thing. That's what we tried our best. Your parents did best to build you up, to go out into the world and make something better than what they're doing. I think that's every parent's dream, to have their child do something way better than what they're doing in life at the moment. And once that's accomplished, we get to relax a little bit, saying that it's going to be okay. They're going to be fine when that time comes. You know, Mr. Reaper himself, times, hey, you know what? It's time to go. We know that you going through school, find a good job, find a significant other. They know they take care of you. You're going to be well off. We don't have to worry about it anymore because you're in good hands. So thank you so much, ladies, for coming to the pod. I appreciate you guys, okay? Don't start crying. I don't want to see any tears out of you.
Are you done?
Don't worry. I'm not out yet. I still got to sign out. She's about to rip me a new one right now on the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? Did you need to say something?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
To my sister, Janelle Tapia, I was the first one on his podcast, not you.
Oh God! Okay, that'll be that. Make sure that gets edited out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for watching tonight on this great podcast. If you guys have any information you want to go out to Texas Tech, make sure you hit these ladies up or go on their Facebook page, Texas Tech. Get some more information. I mean, there's so many great colleges out there, but this is the first college that stepped in the Chewy New Podcast to present themselves. Some great, great representatives of that college. These two young ladies are doing great things, and they're going to do bigger and better things when they go onto the world. So keep an eye on them. We will see you next week, Thursday at 7:30. We have Roy Torres from the country band Bucking Crazy. It's going to be a good one. I am Ooh, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Later, skaters. Bye-bye.